So the easiest
way to do this is to run a SQL profiler, and then you can intercept all the queries and all the traffic that is sent to SQL Server, and you can visualize it. You can see execution plans, you can see durations, you can see disk IO, number of reads, number of writes, lengths of queues. You can see whether there are some paper scans or index seeks. Some like joining algorithms like HashMatch and the other types of those. So SQL Server is very helpful. You can also use an interceptor in the code. So this way, every single command can be traced, and whatever you want to do with the SQL statement, you can visualize it. Or you can use something like AppDynamics that is doing the tracing for you. It's just instrumenting the code, and then it writes all the queries to some storage that you define. You could also use the Visual Studio Diagnostics that is showing you what queries were executed, or you can use Application Insights. These again allow you to store the queries and then analyze it later. But always be aware that not everything is being traced, as that could be pretty risky. So usually you don't have the parameter values. And also you need to think about the fact that often there is a very sensitive information being sent to the queries itself. So you need to do a decision letter, even for debugging purposes, whether it would be possible, legal, and feasible to just track that sensitive data and store it to maybe some logging database that can possibly have completely different maintenance mode, and it can be on different infrastructure, and there could be different SLA and data protection. So I would be very cautious.